Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Details.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. Bulls were back at practice today. Derrick Rose limited after he re-injured his hamstring last night against Miami. No MRI needed for the Bulls point guard, but he still remains unknown for what's going to happen. I don't know. Thursday still against the Lakers, unknown his status. Joakim Noah spoke today for the first time since a shoulder injury cost him the rest of his season. He enjoyed Saturday showing against Cleveland much more than what he saw last night.
We executed well, and it's just good to see their crowd that upset. Just walk out there with a win. Cleveland was pissed off that night. And sleep better.
He went on to say he hopes to work out a deal to stay with the Bulls, as Noah will be a free agent entering this offseason. Bulls set to take on the Clippers on Saturday night. They're going to be without Blake Griffin, who's out 4 to 6 weeks after he broke his hand punching a Clippers staff member. Stan Bowman gets a contract extension from the Blackhawks today. He's set to remain their general manager until at least 2021. Hawks are back on the ice tonight. They'll be in Carolina. Corey Crawford gets to start for them. NFL, Richard Hightower is hired as the Bears' new assistant special teams coach. Former general manager of the Bears, Phil Emery, is on his way to Atlanta. He's going to be a scout for the Falcons. And with the Broncos appearing in Super Bowl 50 next weekend, it's going to be their 8th appearance in the big game overall, and their 7th with a starting quarterback who was drafted by the Colts. The Colts have done that just twice in their entire existence. Grossinger.com hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are less than you think.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
Martellus Bennett right now is worth a lot more to the Chicago Bears than a 6th or 7th round pick.
Hub Arkish.
You guys are going to be in San Francisco. I'll look forward to that.
Oh yeah.
I do stuff. I'll occasionally recover well from a good bender, guys. So I'll see if I can get you out one.
Oh, yeah, we'll, you know, uh-oh. Oh, we're just talking. Okay.
This is going to get
all right, if you're going, I'm going to get drunk, Hub.
We'll do it one night, guys.
Oh, boy.
Here they go. Watch out down there, Hub. Stay safe.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And by the way, we fully intend to go out on that bender. 403 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Guess who's here?
Hub Arkish is on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the perfect choice for the big game. On Twitter, he's at Hub Arkish, at Shy Football. ChicagoFootball.com is where you can find his work as well. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. How are you, my friend?
I am doing good. Thank you.
Well, your first thought when we found out who the combatants were in Super Bowl 50 was what?
You know, interesting matchup. I think that you have to enjoy, as I guess he's calling it, the last rodeo for Peyton Manning. And I don't, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind at this point that the Carolina Panthers are the best team in the NFL. They might as well take on the best defense in the NFL. And so it should be a lot of fun, you know, as we look forward to it.
I hope that, can the Carolina tackles get out of their stance before Von Miller's around them? are they guaranteed to do that, Hub? If that's the case, then it might be okay.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see a very different looking game this time around. You know, a big part of it, obviously, was the problems New England had on the offensive line. But I think even more than that, guys, you know, there's this perception that, oh, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, they don't even care about running. All they want to do is throw the football. The reality is they'd love to run the football if they could. You know, mm-hmm. last year they were able to do it and dominate sometimes. This year they simply couldn't, you know, and you don't use the injuries as an excuse, but that's the bottom line, is that they just didn't have running backs or offensive line healthy enough. And what Wade Phillips was doing, getting away with rushing only three or four and dropping seven or eight, if you can challenge that with the run, you can get guys into that mid-level on 5, 6, 7, 8 yard gashes. You got to start to bring the safeties up. Then everything opens up. The Patriots couldn't do that. Well, the number one running team in the NFL is the Carolina Panthers. There's no way that Von Miller can play the same game against Cam Newton that he did against Tom Brady.
I don't think they can strategize the same way either, because of the unique dangers that Cam Newton poses, that they just can't deploy their weapons in quite the same way. Doesn't mean they can't succeed. It's just going to look different.
Oh, they might have a great game against them, but what Wade Phillips did to the Patriots on Sunday, that was a one-time deal designed exclusively for that New England Patriot team. That same scheme against the Panthers will get them killed. There's no way they can do that. Now, Wade Phillips, I think, is brilliant. I can't believe he was actually out of the league for a year before he ended up mm-hmm. in Denver. But he'll come up with something. They'll have a good scheme, and they've got a great defense. But it isn't going to look anywhere near as impressive. They will not be able to get anywhere near the pressure on the Panthers that they did on the Patriots. Because the other thing about it, guys, you know, we talk about Cam Newton. We talk about the defense. We talk about Jonathan Stewart. That Panther offensive line has got two Pro Bowlers on it this year. Ryan Khalil is probably the best center in football right now. And that line as a group has played as well as any line in the NFL. This is the exact opposite for Denver this week of what they saw last week with New England.
Is Wade Phillips one of those guys? Getting back to him a second, is he one of those guys? And I don't know that he ever had great head coaching success, but I know he's a brilliant, as you point out, Hub, a brilliant defensive coordinator. Is he one of those guys? Because there's a lot of guys that seem to fall in that category. They're really good, whether it's defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, but the head coaching thing, it just never seemed to work out like people thought it was going to work out. Not that they didn't have success, but that the other job they did always seemed to be a little bit better.
Yeah, no, I think that he is absolutely a guy who's better suited to be a coordinator. We can see from repeated head coaching experience. Now, a lot of it was as an interim head coach, but, you know, you get the chance of the interim, you do something, you keep the job. That's what happened with Mike Mularkey in Tennessee this year, even though I don't understand that. And yet Phillips, whether it was interim or whether it was permanent, it didn't work for him as a head coach. But everywhere he's been a defensive coordinator, they've had outstanding defenses. And so I do think he's one of those guys. And you know, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
no.
You know, Dick LeBeau is one of the greatest coaches in the NFL. And yet his one head coaching stint in Cincinnati didn't work out. But you look at what he did with those Pittsburgh defenses, and, you know, that's a career worth having. And I think Wade Phillips is, you know, probably near that category.
Peyton Manning had apparently mentioned to Bill Belichick that this was it could be his last rodeo. And I don't think you say something like that within earshot of the cameras in all the microphones if you think that you might come back for another year. But it's, while it is a terrific story that Manning finds himself in the Super Bowl, I don't know what he can do. I really don't. I don't know that you can game manage your way to, even with that terrific defense, to a victory against this empowered, emboldened Carolina Panthers team that's got this sense of manifest destiny to it, Hub, that they look to me, for whatever it's worth, they look to me like a team that is absolutely convinced that they're already a champion.
Well, I think you're right, Dan, and I think more than that, you know, what Peyton Manning can do is not turn the ball over seven times like Carson Palmer.
Ooh, boy.
That's about it. I mean, the reason that Carolina opens a, what is it, a 4.5-point favorite, I'd be very surprised if it doesn't go to five. These are bad matchups for Denver because even if the Denver defense has a lights-out performance, what is that Denver offense going to do against Carolina's defense, which is as good as Denver's? You know, I think I love the Thomas Davis story. I love what he's trying to do. It doesn't seem realistic to me. That's a big loss if he can't play. But even without him, there are still so many playmakers on that defense that I look at where that Denver offense has been, regardless of whether it's Osweiler or Manning. And it's, again, it's just it's not a matchup that works for him. Now, that said, you know, obviously, New England, you probably thought the same thing. You expected that to be a point-scoring war, and it didn't happen. But the difference is nobody's ever compared New England's defense to Carolina's, especially that front seven. And so, there's playmakers on both football teams. I'm hoping for a really good competitive game, but there's no other way to preview it or analyze it. But to point out is that right now Carolina does look like a superior football team.
It wasn't that long ago, Hub. I remember probably having discussions with you when we were visiting with you on Tuesdays that, you know, Ron Rivera was in trouble. That I think they were having, they won two or three games or whatever, and they were just having a horrible year, and it looked like they were going to pull it on, you know, like he wasn't going to make it. And here he is, stuck by him, stuck with him, and here he is in the Super Bowl, and I just think it's great. I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing for Ron, who's really a good guy, and especially a guy who, as I say, was on the ropes. It wasn't that long ago they were going, oh, man, you know, yeah, he's in trouble. And he kept kind of, as I recall, kind of sidestepping and not saying, well, I don't worry about it. I'm not in trouble. And he wasn't, I guess.
Yeah, I talked to Matt about this a little bit yesterday. My perception was always that it was more of a media prediction or perception that he was in trouble than that he really was. Marty Herney, the GM, did end up getting fired. But, mm-hmm. You know, you look at Ron's record, his five-year career and what he's accomplished. He's only in his fifth season. The last three have all been in the playoffs. He's won a playoff game each of the last couple of years. He was 12-4 two seasons ago. Last year, yeah, he gets in because of that horrible division. But when you look at – and that was when they started so poorly and then won down the stretch to win the division to get the 7-8-1. Jerry Richardson is one of the more solid owners in the NFL. And the issue, the perception that he was in trouble was because he fired Marty Herney and brought in Dave Gettleman, and everybody thought that Gettleman, the new GM, was going to want to hire his own coach.
Right.
Well, they don't always do that. You know, I mean, Gettleman was smart enough to take a wait-and-see approach. And I think even today that probably, you know, Ron Rivera and Dave Gettleman are never going to be best friends or even best, you know, co-workers, but they're obviously doing a nice job. Now, you know, Gettleman's got to live with the reality that the key guys on this team were brought in by Herney, even though he got fired. But Gettleman's done a really nice job of supplementing what they've had the last couple of years. But clearly Ron is the guy. It's not about the GM. It's about the coach. People forget, because they are so dominant right now, how devastated that team was at the wide receiver position. It seemed like on the offensive line position even early this season. And the fact that this offense is the number one offense in the league, there's not a team in the NFL that would trade for that group of wide receivers. And yet you look at what they're doing, it's just unbelievably impressive.
Here we have the symmetry of, we're talking about Ron Rivera and his achievement on the same day that so many are remembering the 30th anniversary of the Chicago Bears winning the Super Bowl. And he was a part of that team. And we were discussing before about how there seems to be this default setting to the belief that the 85 Bears still are front and center in the sports discussion or the consciousness of the city. And it's just, I don't think that's necessarily true. I think for a long time we have maybe felt that, but if we actually ask people and talk to younger people and try to reach out a little bit from sort of well-worn previous assumptions, I'm not so sure that's true. And I would ask from your perspective, I know you are directly involved with Dan Hampton, so it might be a little bit different for you to give the supposedly the objective opinion or perception here, but don't you think that for the most part, the city has largely grown away and beyond that, even though it meant so much to so many people of a certain age?
Well, yeah, I think as far as its day-to-day importance, it has, and Panthers is one of my best friends, and the reason that tonight is a private party or celebration is because even they get it. They didn't want one more, you know, let's get together and have everybody cheer type deal. I mean, you could only celebrate any accomplishment so many times and make it a large public spectacle. They will always be in the conversation for the greatest team of all time for a single season. I believe that, I don't know, is it out or is it coming out, this 30 for 30 deal that they're doing on ESPN? I thought I heard somebody say it already aired, but I was looking for it the other night. I don't think it's aired yet, but it's about to come out. It's supposed to be
next week.
It's supposed to be the next really good one that they've done. But even in that, you know, they're still talking about, they call it the greatest team ever. That will always be remembered. But how many more times do we want to celebrate? Yeah. How many parties can you have? How many times can you line up for these guys' autographs? I mean, you know, they get that. They absolutely get it. And I think they're even kind of gun-shy about it at this point. It's absolutely time to move on. And you know, I mean, if you want to talk about the most important sports franchise, the most important athletes, the most exciting players in town right now, I think they're Chicago Blackhawks. I realize the Hawks aren't, you know, hockey isn't the story of the NFL. It may quickly turn to the Cubs. Hopefully the Bears will come back. But no, I think if you rated public consciousness right now, it would probably go Hawks, Cubs, and the Bears and Bulls and Sox might not get votes.
We are visiting with our guy, Hal Barkish, and we will continue to do so. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
Peyton overthrew Sanders for a wide open touchdown.
Because he's not trusted.
This is what he is. He's a broken dude. He's a beaten down version of himself. He's not that guy anymore, but his willingness to be that guy, no picks.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done. This is not yet another take where I say that the Pro Bowl needs to die. I don't need to say that anymore because it's already happened. That thing is dead. D-E-A-D, dead. The product that the NFL is putting out there on Sunday, that's not the Pro Bowl. That's some decent professional football players having a friendly. And that's if they can even round up enough warm bodies to make this thing happen. Look, I get the great players peace out on this thing every single year, but this is getting absurd. Baltimore, one of the most disastrous teams in football this year. There are four Ravens in the Pro Bowl. There are four Buccaneers. The Cowboys have five guys. Five guys and only four wins. Remember when the Pro Bowl was actually an honor? The best of the best all on the field? Not anymore. I'm Jim Rome.
All it takes is a World MasterCard to go from everyday to priceless. To go from sitting on your couch during the Grammys to sitting near the stage. From hearing about the glamorous after parties,
this is Gossip Weekly,
to attending them.
Champagne?
All it takes is a MasterCard to get a chance to win tickets to the Grammys. Just go to priceless.com/music.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends January 31st, 2016. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older. For rules and entry details, visit priceless.com/music.
CBS Tuesday Unlimitless. One pill makes Brian Finch brilliant.
Just another shift at the Genius Factory, boys.
And the FBI's most valuable weapon.
I was just looking at the case from a different angle.
Congratulations, you've got yourself a suspect.
Thanks.
Get hooked on the mind-blowing new series.
Did you hack the stock exchange?
I just took a little peek behind the curtain.
What?
Don't pretend like you're not having fun.
Limitless, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show, Rosanna,
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
sportsradio670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
And so we have the Score senior football expert, Hub Arkish, is with us, Boers and Bernstein. You know what we were doing? We were thinking about that the other day, Hub. We were talking about the 85 Bears, and is it really still, you know, front and center for a lot of people? I don't think it is. But what really bugs you is that this is the eighth time the Broncos have been in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, it's almost, you would think, and twice for the Bears, eight times for the Broncos. Now, they haven't always succeeded. We certainly know that. But for the love of God, that's a pretty enviable record, whether you win or lose. That's pretty damn good, eight times.
Well, and I think the thing about it is that it's three completely different regimes. You know, I mean, it's the early Elway years when they couldn't win, and then it was the Elway years at the end when they won a couple, and now it's these teams that have been rebuilt, whether it was Elway or the people there just before him taking over, and with different quarterbacks. You know, I mean, you look at the Steelers who've done it with different quarterbacks. People argue that the Patriots are all about Brady. The 49ers have done it with different quarterbacks. You know, the Cowboys did. So it's not just the quarterback. Well, I guess the Cowboys are pretty much Aikman, although they've been to a bunch of them with different quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And it speaks to the failures of the organization, you know, that has little to do with blaming Jay Cutler or blaming, right, you know, Shea McClellan or whoever you want to blame. It's the failures of the organization.
I'm surprised that Jay Cutler didn't get a Pro Bowl invite.
Yeah, Dan, I'm not.
But Teddy Bridgewater and Jameis Winston, I mean, you'd think there'd be a little, like, a seniority
thing.
Give
him a little love.
Say, throw the guy a bone, you know?
Well, inviting those two ahead of Jay is silly, but the whole Pro Bowl thing, kind of, I don't know why anybody cares, to be honest with you. I think what they should do is just pick the teams, let everybody have the honor, and then not bother with the game. You know,
yes.
Let them take their families to the white. The game is awful. They think they've done this brilliant thing now with these morons, Irvin and the other guy, drafting and you know, putting these mixed teams together, and then you go out and play touch football where guys have to trip and fall down. I don't get it, you know. And to be honest with you, I hadn't even heard the Bridgewater Winston thing. I think that, you know, them ahead of Cutler is not right. But I certainly couldn't argue that Jay Cutler was much, much improved. But to call what he did a Pro Bowl season, I mean, to me, again, it just speaks to the problems I have with the Pro Bowl.
What does it mean that the Bears lost wide receivers coach Mike Groh to a small promotion in St. Louis, especially with the importance of this year for Kevin White?
I think it's a big deal. Mike Groh is a really good football coach. He had done a nice job for the Chicago Bears. He had experience running an offense at Alabama. I think he's an up-and-comer. Now, that's not to say that who they replace him with won't be a good coach. I'm not saying it's a disaster for the Bears. I just think you're losing a real – you've now lost two really important members of that staff, Adam Gase and Mike Groh. I think they were probably the two best offensive minds on that staff. I have nothing negative to say about Dowell Loggins. I don't know. Maybe he's ready. But now you've got to replace him with another – wide receiver coach. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this today, guys, and you tell me if I'm wrong. But one of the things that does trouble me a little bit about the Bears and the way this coaching staff is evolving now is they bring in these younger guys and they talk about their experience. But you look at where that experience has been, and it's been with bad football teams. Now, yep. You know, that doesn't make you a bad coach, but it worries me a little bit. We'll see. You know, I don't think Jay Cutler got enough credit for his own improvement. I think him and Loggins having a good relationship will be fine. The key is we have no idea what kind of play caller Dowell Loggins is going to be. And when you talk about Carolina, the thing that is so impressive is the job that Mike Shula does calling plays, or at least the last couple of games, what they've done there. I think it's been a textbook display for football fans of why a play caller is really important, the way he's done this the last couple of weeks, much like what Wade Phillips did on the defensive side Sunday. And that's going to be the big question about Dowell Loggins. I don't think it's about his relationship with Jay Cutler. It's what will he be able to do? Mike Groh is going to St. Louis as the passing game coordinator because he's a young coach who is developing in that mold, is possibly becoming an eventual play caller. So I just hope the Bears are going to be okay there.
Yeah, you look at it and you see, you know, you hope that John Fox knows enough people. Hubby's been around this game forever, that he knows enough people that he can find, you know, more than competent people that could take those jobs. I think that's what the Bears probably hope to, because he knows everybody after all the time he's been around. He probably knows the good from the bad and probably can do it. But I will say this, just observing the head coaching search, that Adam Gase was so far ahead of this field, he lapped it. He American Pharaoh'd the field. I mean, my God, that's all they really wanted was him. And when I look at other people that were hired, I'm not saying they're all bad hires or anything, but that guy was the one. That was the guy. That's the guy.
You've lost an outstanding coach, a critical piece of your staff, and you're going with somebody untested, and that's fine. You know, and so I think it's fair to, you know, to be concerned. Again, I'm not going to criticize it, but you know, one of the reasons that they got things turned. It didn't really turn all that much. I mean, they went from 5-11 to 5-11, but I think we all agree that they were better. You know, they fixed a lot of the problems. They got better play out of Jay Cutler, and it was because of the two outstanding coordinators they had. Well, now you've lost one, and now you've lost one of his top assistants in Grow, and so you know we have to hope that doesn't cause him to take a step back on offense.
I wonder when we start playing this game throughout Super Bowl week, and it's something we always do, and we say, well, these teams got here. What can we learn about these teams that can inform another team to try to reach a Super
Bowl?
Draft
works.
Yeah, I wonder. See, really, but honestly, I think that's what you come away with. And Terry, you pointed it out. Which it's easy, and it's true, and it's not some silly tactical thing. Draft really good players, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and sometimes they're not as obvious as people think they are. When they drafted Starlo Tulele, everybody knew he was the best defensive tackle in the draft. But when they used their second pick in that draft on Kawan Short out of Purdue, he was a guy who came with some question marks. And yet Short is they're both great, but Short is the better player right now. So they take Devin Funchess and they say, yeah, he was a tight end in college. We can make him a wide receiver. A lot of people scratch their heads at that. He is becoming a pretty good wide receiver, and when they come back next year with him and Kelvin Benjamin bookending that line, that's going to be that much more impressive, you know. And Josh Norman, you know, a guy that nobody knew about. I mean, and the same thing with Denver. You know, Bradley Roby was a first-round pick, I believe, in that draft after Kyle Fuller. Maybe not. Maybe it was the year before. I don't remember off the top of my head. But you know, everybody talks about Chris Harris Jr. and Akeem Talib. I think Roby's been the biggest difference maker for them the last couple of games. Obviously, Von Miller was, I believe, the next pick after Cam Newton.
It was.
That 2011 draft is unbelievable. Did you guys see? Have you seen that list on the 2011 draft? What that was?
Yes.
It was Cam Newton. It was next up was Miller. It was Patrick Peterson. It was Julio Jones. It was J.J. Watt. I mean, that top 10 or top 11, Watt was 11, just unbelievable. But you can't just do it in the first round. When you look at these two teams, what they've gotten out of second, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds, you know, Danny Trevathan is going to be a free agent this year. Excellent mid-round draft pick in Denver. So there is absolutely no question. Now, the debate that you're getting now, people are trying to, you know, start kind of a war up in Green Bay, you know, cause trouble between McCarthy and Ted Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how real that is. You do have to supplement it occasionally with the right free agent. But if you don't build your core in the draft, you're not going to get where these two teams are.
All right, Hub, we will visit with you tomorrow night. The kids will have at you.
All right, guys. Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Schupkowski. He's won three Stanley Cups as the Blackhawks general manager already and has a chance to win more today. Stan Bowman agrees to an extension that keeps him with the team through 2021. Hawks return to the ice tonight. They're in Carolina. Puck drops against the Hurricanes just after 6 p.m. Bulls were back at practice today, this one day after falling at home to the Miami Heat. Derrick Rose limited in practice today as he re-injured his hamstring last night. No MRI needed for the Bulls guard, though. His status for Thursday against the Lakers remains unknown. Joakim Noah spoke today for the first time since his shoulder injury cost him the rest of his season. Thinks there's still time left for this Bulls team to get things right.
I think guys competed hard today in practice. I think the mindset is good on the team. Just got to, you know, keep building at it. We're still trying to figure things out in terms of rotations, guys getting in and out of the lineups.
He went on to say he hopes to work out a deal with the stay with the Bulls as he enters free agency this offseason. Bulls set to take on the Clippers Saturday. The Clippers are going to be without Blake Griffin. He's out 4 to 6 weeks after breaking his hand He did so by punching a Clippers staffer. Bears news, Richard Hightower hired as the new assistant special teams coach. Former Bears GM Phil Emery headed to Atlanta. He'll be a scout for the Falcons. And today, Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant says he came back from his foot injury too soon this past fall. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And it's refund season. Come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help get you every dollar that you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, talking about the draft, I didn't know this because I don't really think about football all the time. Most of the time, certainly I have football on my mind, but this is the first time in Super Bowl history the two number one picks of the draft meet each other.
Yeah, and there's something crazy that Cam Newton can be the first ever player in the history of the game of football to be, what is it, Heisman winner?
Heisman winner.
National champion?
National champion's got that.
NFL, it could be...
And Super Bowl winner?
Super Bowl winner or number one pick, NFL MVP. There's something that he's going to do that is... He's going to check a bunch of boxes here that's going to be a hell of a resume. So to be the only guy ever to do all this stuff, which is quite something.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have suspected that was what was going to happen. But
I did not. Even though I always liked him, I was just never quite certain because of the intensity and certainty of the negativity of some of the scouting reports that we discussed.
Yep. And he's still sort of out there, you know, with his celebrations of himself and all the other stuff. But he's managed to incorporate that into one hell of a game he plays. You know what I mean? It's not like it. And he's got the rest of them involved, too. It's not like they feel like, okay, dude, you know, we had some help with this. No, he doesn't do that. He does his little thing by himself, but after the game, they all pose. He brings them all together. They all do that. I just find it enormously interesting that a guy that got so ripped, got so torn apart before that draft and just checked over and over again because of what was written and said about him. And I don't know that any of that was inaccurate. I'm not sure it was. I mean, because I think everybody has to grow up. But I mean, the guy is a phenomenal talent. It is that would be quite. You're talking at least the trifecta there, and maybe the superfecta.
Well, you'd be the guy. I don't know if you had him keyed at the top of your super. I don't know, but that's and especially because
yes, I have. He's keyed at the top,
and he still doesn't throw conventionally.
No, he does not.
He still has times where it's got odd angles and odd release points.
Yeah, he does that.
And he'll float one and he'll overthrow another. But that's why I'm telling you, that's what Wade Phillips is doing right now. Wade Phillips is sitting in a dark room right now.
Naked.
Watch. I didn't say that, but there are flickering images in front of him, and he is figuring out how he can make this guy throw into small windows. That's what he's doing. I know that's what I would be doing. Maybe.
Oh, yes. I would be starting on this. Yes. Right now, I would be. That's exactly what I would be doing as well. It's also the first time the first pick in the draft has met the second pick in the same draft in a Super Bowl. This is a bunch of firsts for a number L.
Yeah, it's cool.
Letter L, isn't it? There's a whole bunch of stuff going on with these two teams.
I am so happy that we're going to a Super Bowl that's got some stuff going on.
Oh, my God, does it ever.
You know, there's some things. I like it.
Yeah. Yep.
It should be that way. It should be, you know, if... This is like if Johnny Unitas in 73 made it there with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it really is. It's exactly right. Or Joe Namath had resurrected himself with wherever he was.
The Rams.
That's right. Oh, my God. I don't think they were good, though, were they?
They were not. But they made it shortly thereafter with Vince Ferragamo, remember?
It's 1979?
79. They lost to the Steelers.
Yep.
But it wasn't very long. It might have been the next year, in fact. Wasn't he a Ram in 78?
Might have been. God, I don't remember all. But yeah, there's not much history of you know, old quarterbacks doing it and kind of on their last legs and now they're game manager. I mean, all of this stuff that, you know, again, you talk about interest and the guests we've already got lined up for it.
Right, 77, Namath was a Ram. So 2 years later is when Vince Ferragamo,
who was
bad.
But
they had Lawrence Isaiah Robertson.
One of Rosenblum's five best quarterbacks of all time was Joe Namath.
I'm sorry, Rosenblum's an idiot.
I was thinking of you when I saw that. I said, oh, my God.
No, you could love Jody. Just say you like him.
Yeah, he said he wanted to be him.
That's fine.
He said everybody, yeah, that's fine for something.
I think he still does want to be him, actually.
Did you mention that Newton moment. Also won a JUCO championship?
I did not.
Yeah, 2009 with Blinn College.
Holy crap.
Blinn College.
Yeah, when he had the issues with Florida, then he went to transfer to Blinn College, which apparently pretty successful football program. And they won 2009.
Wow.
He was a JUCO All-American.
It's a ridiculous resume, isn't it?
Guy doesn't have much more to prove, does he?
No, there's not. I mean, it's funny because you still sort of wait for him to prove. And I mean, kids, he's already done it. It's over. Forget the argument. Don't argue anymore. He may be unconventional. He may be a lot of things, but don't argue.
So you say we've taken one call today. Is that right?
Yes. One.
Oh, okay.
Well, people hate us.
No, we've been very guesty the entire time.
He also liked the fact that he, in 2010, was the recipient of the Manning Award.
Was he?
He was?
Yeah. Obviously named after after Archie.
Wow. 312-644-6767. We do have a chance to take phone calls if it interests you. And the Bulls stuff earlier, anything we've talked about so far. Boards and Bernstein, we are here until 6 on the Score.
Moe and Hanley here right now. You are listening to Boards and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
On that debt, and where you don't have to hassle with the different due dates for the multiple credit cards. It's all consolidated. It couldn't be more simple. It's one loan. It's one monthly payment and no hassle. It's all online, too. You can check it out right now. You go to avantoffer.com and you complete your application in minutes. The funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Right now, you get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to avantoffer.com. Enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com. Promo code SCORE. Once again, avantoffer.com. Promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for...
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
A family guy. He's got great culture, and within that culture, he's got a tremendous amount of character. He likes to have fun. I think Cam gets a lot of flack because he doesn't. For one, he plays quarterback, and he doesn't play it the traditional way. Games are won. I think he has an unconventional way of winning football games, and for whatever reason, he's hated by many. And people always want to find a way to talk bad about him.
That is Charles Pina Tillman. He joined Lawrence Holmes last night right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. He's going good as he always was. He's always a very good guest and very thoughtful. And that's correct. I mean, I think that Cam Newton, as great as he is, just irritates people. It's a very... particularly like people my age, and I'm not one of them.
He really doesn't irritate me at all.
No, I said I'm not one of them.
But not the
he
least.
He does irritate people.
What? Why don't you? It's not okay for a guy to enjoy himself playing football and celebrate his own successes.
Kissing himself and the Superman thing and the whole thing in the end zone.
But Aaron Rodgers does his.
Come on, don't be dumb.
But when Aaron Rodgers does his belt, that's just cute. But
don't be dumb.
Is this scary black man again?
Yes, that's what it is.
Scary black man.
Come on, you guys know better than that.
He's not exactly scary.
Dan, the phone calls I took after you did your all-white American-born basketball player thing was unbelievable.
Oh, wait till tomorrow. Wait till
unbelievable, the phone calls I took.
What were people doing? They thought they were good?
No. People that were swearing and, you know, why don't you come up with a list of black American-born hockey players? You know, you're a liberal F this and F that and F you guys.
No, we're not. I can tell you this.
Tomorrow
on Twitter is going to be fun.
It was insane.
Tomorrow on Twitter is going to be fun.
You asked the question why people don't like Cam Newton. It's because he's black. That's why. Aaron Rodgers does it. It's great. Gronkowski acts like an idiot in the end zone. It's funny. But Cam Newton does it. Oh, he's a showboat. You know, doesn't care about the team. Just cares about himself and getting on camera. I mean, come on.
He also started the thing, don't give the kid the ball. He also.
There are a lot of dumb white people in America, too.
Right.
A lot.
That's the only reason. So you can
plenty.
Try to pretend why, but that's the reason.
As long as people weren't calling it and actually insisting that the all American white team was actually good at basketball.
No, and then like one guy, I was like, listen, if you hate Bernstein so much, I go, why do you listen to the show? I'm like, if you hate jazz music, you wouldn't listen to a jazz station. If you hate burgers, you're not going to go to a burger joint. Just don't listen to Dan.
Right.
Well, you know, maybe I will turn off the effing radio station. Okay.
I'm like, that's your right
to turn off the station. And he's like, now you're gonna give me my rights? Tell me what my rights are.
That guy's not going anywhere.
I know he's not.
He's already there, that guy right. is hooked. He's
but
got
yeah,
the hook
it was
in his
just
mouth.
Unbelievable.
Why did get
I'm
so
like,
mad
up, man.
No,
just lighten
what does
up.
It have to do with being liberal?
What does that have to do with it?
It's not political.
Because,
it's not political.
Because
tomorrow
no,
will be.
It is. I mean,
tomorrow they'll.
You were
be
compared
able
to Bernie Sanders, and it just the calls were
Bernie Sanders
under yeah, a drive.
Calls were great. So
Bernie,
he's
Sanders.
Left of
he's not
Castro.
A socialist.
Thanks for doing that, by the way. That was
yeah, and if you
was
if,
cool.
If you missed it when we did our all white American,
yeah, we had to put it. Yeah, we had to
NBA
guess
team.
Yeah.
And I've been looking this over and trying to make sure. And some of these guys I had to Google and actually Google their parents to make sure that I, you know, I had everything. I
yeah, that they weren't. Yeah.
Yeah, finding some genealogies on these guys to make sure that they had eligibility. And I'm still not sure about Tyler Johnson, by the way, because he didn't make the team. But I'm still, even though he's from North Dakota, there was some sketchy stuff, and I couldn't find a picture of his dad. And apparently the mom was stationed in, I think it was in Africa for a while. There's no information available on his dad, so I had to hold him in abeyance, but he did not make the team.
You know, and I, when the guy was on the phone with me, too, I did come up with an American-born black hockey player quicker than I did an American-born white basketball player.
You sure he's an American-born and not Canadian-born?
The only one, well, Seth Jones.
Right, Popeye Jones' kid.
Yeah, that's... I came up with him immediately, and it took me 15 minutes to come up with a white American-born basketball player. So I'm like, I got one for you right off the top of my head. And I'm like, Popeye Jones' kid.
It's not a great time.
Yeah, then him. Then he was going after
it's got
you.
Nothing, it's just having fun. It's got nothing to do with politics.
Terry, crazy people make things about things that they aren't supposed to be about. So it's just fun.
Yeah,
lighten up.
That team, your first five, and you really are without a point guard here. And this is, you can't just draft somebody like Kirk Heinrich for the team, because these are actually the players who, based on the NBA.com efficiency rating, are the best. This is the all-star team. This is your American white current NBA all-star team.
Kevin Love was one on the team, and
correct.
He's where in the NBA?
30th.
That's 30th.
And that's in this metric.
That's tenuous.
He's 30th.
And then second was how far below him?
Gordon Hayward was 14 spots below him.
Okay.
And then Ryan Anderson, another 19 spots below him.
Then it drops, right?
Pretty well, good. Then Mason Plumlee down to 68th. J.J. Redick is 90th. And that's your top five. Love, Hayward, Anderson, Plumlee, and Redick.
So there's 89 players. Well, 85 other players better than the fifth starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you take away the
four
teammates. Yeah.
Correct. There are 85 other players that are
guys
that are
gonna be calling back again.
So close too.
That are either black or foreign.
He couldn't have been 88th for us, right?
And so then
he could have been the
then your
83.
Your second five, Cody Zeller, John Luehr, Chandler Parsons, Kyle Korver, and number 158, the pride of Oski, Myers Leonard. Ooh. And, Matty, you asked the question, could this team beat the Philadelphia 76ers? They need a real good day. They need to be very shoesty and have everything fallen in, because you don't want to get up and down the floor against Smith and the boys with this crew.
No, you're not gonna win that game. I don't care about Kevin Love. He's kind of on his own planet.
As Philadelphia is, you guys don't give these guys a chance to win the game.
No, I don't think he could beat them.
No, the Bulls needed 53 points from Jimmy Butler to beat them in overtime.
Well, Love scored 50 before.
Right. Well, he's the leader. I mean, this is the guy leading you into battle here. That's the guy with the C.
The Warriors would beat this team 152-39.
This team is the Generals, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'd beat him 152-39.
How would they get 39 points?
I don't know. They'd get 30. I'd get a few.
Yeah, and you can't. And the two that missed this team, the next two on the list were number 178. And now, this is not including Tyler Johnson, because he's suspended pending further background checks. But Frank Kaminsky.
We got a background check.
I got to get his birth certificate to find out he wasn't born in Kenya. But Frank Kaminsky is 178th, and Jeff Withey is 182. Do you ask where Doug McDermott is on the list? He's 233rd.
Oh, boy.
I hope your guy doesn't really suck.
Well, he sucked last night, I'll tell you that. And he also would appear, I don't know, he plays him a lot, though. I mean, all of a sudden he pops up and he'll play 30 minutes, and I go, what? And then he's bad, and then he can't hit anything when he does. He should be better than this by now.
You know,
I was hoping for a little coming out party, and I'll have to have that in a very small room.
You know what part of the problem is? Is that, you know, John Wooden, his famous line, be quick, but don't hurry.
Yeah.
He looks like he's hurrying.
He does.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what he's doing. Yep.
Mike in Barrington, you're on the score.
Slow it down, dude.
Hi.
Hi.
Before I ask you my dumb Bulls question, I'd just like to let you know I'm an American of Mexican descent. I'm a conservative libertarian, and I love Cam Newton.
I think, there you go.
I think Cam Newton is like, when I see him play football, I get just gaga over him. I think he is just, I think the fact that he's matured so much as a player and he's endured some tough times in Carolina and now he's just kicking everybody's rear end. I love watching him. I would love to see him in a Bears uniform. I know that would never happen.
Oh, good Lord.
Are you kidding?
See, the Bears need to go 2-14 when he's available.
And you said you had a Bulls thought for us, Mike?
Yeah, just, again, before you make fun of me, I just watching that Cleveland game really made me scratch my head at how they could beat Cleveland. And I said, maybe if the NBA playoffs were a single-game elimination tournament, kind of like the NCAA tournament, do you think the Bulls would be a better playoff team under that format than
yes, they would.
Well, it gives them a puncher's chance, is what it does.
You it know, gives you a chance that they've done it.
Yeah, right? Mike, the NBA is the least random of any pro sports playoffs. I mean, for a lot of reasons.
Oklahoma City, they've beaten San Antonio, they've beaten Cleveland, but the teams they've lost to, thanks for the call, my friend, are just hideous. But they've beaten some of the best teams in the NBA. And then they look like a big pile of crap last night. So you figure it out. But they do. They own some you know, big time wins.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You are listening to The Score.
Ron Rivera, one-time Chicago Bear and Score guy, now Super Bowl-bound head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Here's Ron from 2006 on The Score.
Yeah, I really do believe it's my time. It's my opportunity. I have to say, willing to take a chance on a younger coach, willing to take a chance on the guy that runs a 4-3 defense. You know, all those type of things come into play.
Listen to the Super Bowl live on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's exclusive home of Super Bowl 50.
So I get home last night, and I walk in the door, and I hang up my coat, and I realize, my God, it smells good in here. And then I hear this sizzling going on, and I hear all sorts of stuff upstairs, and I look up, and my daughter has nearly completed the Blue Apron dish by herself. And I said, which one are you making? And this was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, she was getting ready to plate it for herself and her brother, and then there was leftovers for everybody else because it said that this was a meal for two, and it ended up, I mean, there was enough creamy polenta for like five people. And this was a very generous, quote-unquote, two-serving dish of chicken meatballs and creamy, buttery polenta in a tomato sauce with wilted kale. And there's garlic, there's Parmigiano Reggiano cheese over the top, and these terrific dark meat chicken meatballs with whole wheat breadcrumbs that had been seared in olive oil before finishing in the sauce. My goodness, it was really good. And it's great now that this big box arrives on Friday full of ingredients, and it's proportioned perfectly. You don't have to measure anything except maybe a little bit of oil, a little bit of water, but everything that arrives in the box, this refrigerated box that ships for free from Blue Apron. And mouth is watering again. This always happens. It's just what you need and no more than what you need. It's less than $10 per meal. Blue Apron delivers these ingredients in the exact amounts to make delicious seasonal home-cooked meals. It comes with this full-color recipe card and step-by-step and information, and sometimes tells you the farms from where everything is sourced. There's new recipes each week that you can customize yourself online. And there's even wine now that you can pair if you are of the mind to do that. Gee, I wouldn't know who would be of the mind to do that. But it's been great for us, great for our family, great to teach all kinds of techniques and to give us something fun to do as a family. And how about you get your first two meals free? But you got to do this. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. Try this. Everybody I've talked to who has done this has had a wonderful experience. Gotten a lot of reaction via Twitter and even friends who have just texted me and said, oh, tried it. It's awesome. BlueApron.com/Dan. You create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Get your first two meals free when you go to BlueApron.com/Dan. And shipping's always free. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
It's a sport fishing spectacular in Schaumburg. The 4th Annual Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo is Thursday, January 28th through Sunday, January 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center.
Chicagoland's ultimate fishing event is back with hundreds of fishing and travel exhibits, including many of the major tackle manufacturers with their latest gear for sale at the show. Book your next trip with local guides or lodges and resorts from around the globe. Learn from pros Mike Iaconelli, Brandon Polinak, Jim Sarek, Joe Booker, Tommy Scarless, and many more. Compare and buy 2016 fishing boats, all at sports show pricing. Enter daily giveaways for thousands of dollars worth of fishing gear and trip. Demo rods and reels, learn to fly cast or tie flies. There's free parking and fishing fun for all ages in Schaumburg. From bass to walleye, pike to perch, muskies to salmon, it's all at Chicagoland's Ultimate Fishing and Travel Expo, running Thursday through Sunday, January 28th through the 31st at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportshows.com for tickets and more info. Don't miss it!
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?